Thank you to Western Washington Coalition for Life for sponsoring today's broadcast of Life Talk Northwest. Born from prayer and a promise in 2018, the WWCFL's mission is to provide encouragement and support through resources, education, and information focused on embracing the beauty and sanctity of all human life. Engage with WWCFL at WWCFL.org or on Facebook at Western Washington Coalition for Life. Thank you, WWCFL, for supporting Life Talk Northwest.
Welcome to Life Talk Northwest. I'm Dan Kennedy, former CEO of Human Life of Washington.
And this is Katie Welch, former Northwest Regional Coordinator and Industry Impact Coordinator for Students for Life of America and Students for Life Action. We are so glad you are listening today because we have a very special guest this week. Today, our guest is Aaliyah Petulit, who is the Program Director of Prepares Western Washington, a program of Catholic Community Services and a parish-based ministry that provides support to mothers, fathers, and children as they nurture their children through pregnancy and early childhood. Prior to Prepares, Aaliyah coordinated Project Rachel, a program providing hope and healing after abortion, and previously worked as the pastoral assistant for outreach at All Saints Parish in Puyallup. Aaliyah's 15 years of ministry have been centered in Catholic social teaching, combining pastoral ministry and social work. Aaliyah has a master's degree in social work from the University of Washington, specializing in child welfare. Aaliyah is a lifelong Catholic and member of St. Vincent de Paul Parish in Federal Way. She was born and raised in Western Washington, where she lives with her husband and four sons, 2 to 13 years old. Aaliyah, first of all, thank you so much for all you do for women and babies in our community with Prepares. Could you tell us maybe a little bit about your role with Prepares and what you and your organization do?
Sure. Thank you for that, Katie. I'm the director of Prepares here in Western Washington, and Prepares, of course, stands for Pregnancy and Parenting Support. In my role, I lead a team of staff that serves communities and parishes all across Western Washington. So that's from Blaine up by the Canadian border all the way down to Vancouver, Washington, and all the way west to the coast. So we have a really large, beautiful archdiocese, a great region to cover. And I lead our team of four staff members. And again, just kind of help support them as they reach out to parishes and help to create and sustain ministries that are based in our parishes that reach out to local families, mothers, folks in need in the parish boundaries. And many of our parishes that are engaged with Prepares offer, you know, diapers or other essential needs that that folks really struggle to have, especially during this time of very high inflation. It's been really evident that diaper need just has gone up. And so, they're present to their communities in that way. And then also parishes provide, direct service to families in the form of companionship, walking directly one-on-one. A volunteer from a parish might walk with a mom who's pregnant or has small children, or a grandma that is taking care of her couple of grandchildren who are under the age of 5. So that's what Prepares looks like. And it's in its 8th year now here in the Archdiocese.
Wow. So, Aaliyah, and we're speaking with Aaliyah Petulit from Prepares Program on Life Talk Northwest. This is part of Catholic Community Services. And so right. When people support Catholic Community Services, they are actually supporting, for example, previously Project Rachel. They're still supporting Project Rachel, but yes, They're also supporting the Prepares Program.
Correct. Yes.
That's a statewide program, is that not?
Yes, it is. So thank you for clarifying. So I'm the director here in Western Washington, but as you know, Dan, and many out there know, perhaps that 8 years ago, the bishops of Washington State, from Seattle Archdiocese, Yakima, and Spokane Diocese, came together and really launched the Prepares program. So I have an equivalent, and we have equivalent teams that are based at Catholic Charities in Yakima and in Spokane. So it is a statewide effort, and we coordinate very regularly together on different initiatives and together in this ministry across the state of Washington.
That's great. I mean, I just had a newborn, and diapers are expensive. I know that.
Yes, we need to congratulate our co-host, yeah. Katie. She's just had a newborn little girl. So,
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you. Great.
But she's we still put her to work anyway.
So. Yeah.
Yep. But I'm actually not sure if my parish has a preparers program. How would, say, listeners are in a parish that doesn't have a preparers group or, I guess, program at their parish, mm-hmm. how would they get involved started at their church?
Yeah. How to start, right? It's, I would say that we have been hearing from many, many new parishes lately, which is wonderful. Maybe it's, the effect of coming out of the pandemic and really feeling more comfortable launching new ministries. Perhaps because of the Dobbs decision also, we're seeing some more interest. But those folks and anyone who is interested in exploring prepares and bringing it to their parish can do a couple of things. One, you can go on our website, preparesforlife.org, and you can find, contact information there. You can see our newsletter and, just different ways of getting in touch with us. And then you can look up our information on Catholic Community Services website at ccsww.org. But I'd be happy to, you would be able to get in touch with one of us very easily. The Prepares for Life website is really easy to use, and you can send an email or give us a call. And the local area coordinator, wherever your parish is located, would get in touch with you.
What kind of volunteer commitment do the people have in parishes? Can it vary? Can it be whatever you're able to do?
Yeah.
Or
that's a great question, Dan. Yeah. So we really runs the gamut. We have parishes that are engaged with prepares that maybe do an annual baby shower, meaning they have like a tea or after mass, a coffee and donuts. They invite people to bring gifts for families in their community. Or they might have an annual diaper drive and volunteers that are, helpful with that. But we have also, parishes that have full-fledged baby closets that are open on a weekly or, even more often than that, a weekly basis. Inviting moms and families to come and shop for the things they need. We have folks that also act as volunteer companions, again, matched with a family, visiting the family and spending one-on-one time walking with them through a difficult time and really providing emotional support to that family. So there are many different levels of engagement. You don't have to be, someone who works one-on-one with a family. You can be someone who might want to sort clothes or coordinate some kind of donation effort. We also have volunteers that help with our early child, early learning experience, which is the Plate with Love program. And that's really exciting. We're starting a new one at Holy Family in Kirkland this fall, which is exciting. Yeah. So, there are just lots of different levels and ways to engage with preparers. Everyone can in some way.
We are speaking with Aaliyah Petulant, who is the coordinator for a Preparers program in Western Washington. And how do we find these families in need? Is it do they come forward, or we beat the bushes, or what?
That's a really good question, and I would say it's a combination of things. So first, I would say that just our Catholic Community Services Network, naturally, we have a lot of outreach in the community, and we have, other programs that might refer families to prepares ministries at the local parish level. I would say one of the greatest strengths that we have in relationship is with St. Vincent de Paul conferences in our parishes. St. Vincent de Paul conferences are often encountering families, and they're, they've been around for so long and are so well established that they are well known in their community. And they often share referrals with our preparers teams And you know, we also prepare programs also, you know, kind of co-refer to them as well, to the St. Vincent de Paul folks. And we just complement one another so well. St. Vincent de Paul often encounters families in crisis, and preparers can come alongside those families, those that have a pregnant mom or kids under the age of five or through the age of five, and can maybe walk with them a little bit longer along that way. So it's just a wonderful, natural way. And then, you know, other ways, a lot of folks Google search and find preparers that way. A lot of word of mouth in the community, particularly around, you know, this past year, one of the great updates I would like to share about preparers is that we received our first ever state funding, so public funding from the state of Washington. It was a diaper grant from the Commerce Department. And this diaper grant was designed to help nonprofits in the state of Washington purchase and distribute diapers to families in need. You know, at that time last year, we were looking at a 12% increase in inflation and the cost of diapers, these necessities. And as Katie said, they are just so expensive. And in many cases, for our families, unaffordable. So, through that grant, we were able to, you know, reach a lot of new parishes also to get engaged with preparers, and they were able to reach people in their communities that maybe had never heard of the program. And just like that, you know, preparers can offer, you know, a welcoming mat every parish that it's located in. So, you know, parishes were hosting diaper distributions, drive-through events in their parking lots. We just have wonderful volunteers who committed to doing that in the last year.
What kind of updates do you have? Like, what are some of the most memorable things that you've heard of or experienced, I guess, in preparers or working with preparers?
Sure. Oh, well, you know, like I said, in the last year, the diaper grant was really a landmark for us. It was, and this is a grant that was for statewide preparers. So not only did Western Washington benefit from this grant, but also Central and Eastern Washington. So it has just been a wonderful uplift for our program and for our parishes who have, so many of them have been preparers programs for many years. And to be able to offer that kind of opportunity for sustainability, for an increase in the amount of diapers they were able to distribute, to increase their reach in our communities, just was incredibly satisfying. We served over 2,000 families with diapers, and it was each time we served them, we were able to give a month's supply, which, as you know, Katie, is a huge help. That's maybe 100 diapers,
That's so contrary to the politics of the state of Washington. We're really fortunate that happened. We are going to have to take a break, and when we come back, we can talk more about the successes and the exciting things that you hear as director of the Preparers Program in Western Washington. We're speaking with Alia Petulet, director of Preparers in Western Washington for Catholic Community Services, and we will be right back.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Welcome back to Life Talk Northwest on Sacred Heart Radio. We are speaking with Alia Petulet with Preparers. And one of the questions I had for you was, where in our archdiocese is the greatest need, or do you see the greatest need for the Preparers program?
Oh, that is a very good question. So, Katie, the Preparers is really spread across our region. We have, to this date, we've had about 84 parishes engage in some way with prepares. And that sounds like a lot, but when we, you know, we know that we have over 160 parishes in the Archdiocese of Seattle. Our goal is that every parish in this archdiocese has a prepares ministry or a welcoming ministry to pregnant moms and families with small children. You know, it's the dream that anyone who is in a crisis of any kind related to a pregnancy or is having a really hard time as a young parent can come to their local parish and be received with love and support. And so, you know, when I look at our current state of affairs, you know, we have, gosh, we have lots of areas that are really in need of greater engagement, I think, and greater support in general. So I would say the South Seattle area is one that has lots of folks who might need service from their local parish. West King County has a great number of families who are in need. I mean, there are just different kinds of family and communities all over the state. But, you know, there are more rural areas as well that are typically, you know, have less resources, fewer resources. I would think of, you know, the Lewis County area, kind of that just central southwest Washington area. The coastal communities where there are, you know, larger numbers of immigrant communities. And, you know, when we think of migrant farm workers, I think of Skagit Valley, I think of Whatcom County. We have really strong ministries up there already, prepares programs. But there are just so many families to reach out to there. So those are just off the top of my head a few of the places that I would love to see prepares grow. Even, you know, Port Angeles and Forks and you know, this is not a calling out of any of the parishes in these areas, but instead an invitation for, you know, parishioners in these areas to reach out or to learn more. I'm certain that there are already programs in many parishes that are reaching out to families in their community. But what prepares can do is just give you extra support and really include you in this great network of programming.
Let's say I'm a parishioner at a small parish that mm-hmm. is administered by a priest who has two mission parishes that mm-hmm. you know that he's going between, and so he's busy and he doesn't have time to do this kind of thing. But I'm a parishioner, and I would like, because I know there is great need in my area. So what's my next step? What do I do?
That's a good question. So you could do, I think that the best thing to do if a parishioner is in that situation, and we have plenty of folks that call us in that circumstance. They have a pastor who is pastor of many parishes, perhaps, or they don't have a large staff at their parish. The first step truly is, though, reaching out to the pastor and saying, you know, Father, I would really love to see a program like this grow, a ministry like this grow, and I would like to volunteer to lead it. So the crucial thing for prepares is identifying at least one, and the best case is that you have two volunteers from a parish, and that's really all it takes, one or even better, two volunteers who can commit to leading the program, because you're right, it cannot fall to a pastor. It should not fall on parish staff members, but we really are hoping to create parishioner-led and sustained ministry.
Well, that is key, isn't it? Because yeah, it is. If the priest is already overwhelmed and he's yeah. not about to take on anything else,
no.
but if you guarantee him that he doesn't have to do the work,
right.
You know, that's the way to approach it, that you're going to be the leader, you volunteer, and, you know, you'll find somebody to people yeah. run it. And, you know, he's not going to have to be responsible, and the staff isn't right. going to have to be responsible. That is so key.
Right. It is really key, yes. Oh, and I would just continue, you know, to finish answering your question. After you do get kind of the go-ahead from the pastor, then those volunteers who wish to come forward and kind of establish prepares at a parish, again, would just need to get in touch with us. And our staff is so happy and have walked with many parishes in the past through developing a program to thinking about, you know, who are the volunteers, who are the other ministries in the parishes that will be, you know, will help make you successful in your efforts. What other resources exist in the community already? You know, what kind of partnerships could you look at? And what is something that your parish can do? Whether, again, that's having an annual diaper drive, or if that's actually, you know, forming a baby closet, or, you know, distributing diapers. There are so many different things you can do, and all of those are important things to do. So, again, it's a matter of just getting approval from the pastor. And, you know, our staff is always happy to send you materials and anything that you'd want to share with the pastor, and also to have conversations with your pastor or staff. We're here to do all of those things with you.
That's great. And I think it's important to kind of mention, too, it's not just for babies. Like, ProPairs also helps mothers and fathers and kids up until, did you say age 5?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, up until age 5. And you know, when we looked at I think when the program was just getting formed, it was, what are the early years? Those early years of development are so crucial. And to be able to impact a life at that age and to really support a family through that really important developmental time, we just saw that as a wonderful opportunity. And then, you know, with kids going off to school around age 5, we saw that as a natural ending to the official preparers kind of window of service.
So, Aaliyah, and we're speaking with Aaliyah Petulant, director of the Preparis program for the Archdiocese of Seattle, on Sacred Heart Radio, Life Talk Northwest. What, how do you impact these older kids? What does it look like, say, to be a companion, to walk alongside, say, young parents or whoever needs it?
Yeah, sure. Well, and so, you know, many of our families, I would say, when they enter our program, some of them may have just had a baby, or they have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old, or just, you know, any combination. We've had plenty of families with twins, even triplets.
Yikes.
And you can imagine, you can imagine, you know, single mom just really struggling to even be able to leave the house and get out of the
house.
I mean, it's the hour shower. Yeah.
The new mom is suddenly discovering.
Oh man, yes, or shower. That's right, Katie. It's so challenging, and to think about doing it on your own, it is
daunting.
Painful. It's so daunting. It's already difficult, and to become a new parent and to become a parent again, it is so self-sacrificing, and there is so much effort, and you know, the joy is the pains of that early parenting time, and so that's just right when we want to enter in and give some support. So often our companions are doing a lot of listening. That is probably the greatest thing that they do in their ministry as companions. They talk on the phone. They are texting with a mom. They are visiting the home. They're playing with the little ones. So maybe while mom is changing baby or, you know, putting baby down for a nap, they're just there as, again, as cheerleaders, as encouragers. And sometimes they also can act as, you know, great examples. Maybe some of our parents, some of the parents we work with did not have great parenting models when they were young.
Right.
And so that impacts us so much, the modeling we had as children. And so that's another great thing that our companions can do. You know, and just to, again, be present in a child's life. You know, when you ask about there are two things that makes me think of. And, you know, one is when you're a small child, having another really positive relationship with an adult in your life is really beneficial. That's another person that can read to you, another person that you can talk to, develop those language skills, some social skills. But then also, you know, when a mom is pregnant and doesn't have a lot of support, you know, I like you shared earlier, I used to coordinate Project Rachel. And what we would hear over and over and over again from all of the, from many of the women who would call us seeking healing after their abortion. Many of those abortions happened decades earlier.
Right.
And some of them happened not too long ago. Mm-hmm. But almost every single person said, I was alone. I felt so alone. I had no one. And I think of those words, and they just like ring in my heart. Those are the things that that lead people to making that very tragic choice. And so, it's true though for women in that crisis pregnancy, you know, going, I have no one. How can I? And that's where we want to enter. That's another spot that we can, you know, enter a family's life or a mom's life, and say, no, someone is here for you, and we're gonna talk with you. We'll walk with you. We can even get you to your prenatal appointment. We can, you know, make sure that you have the things you need. We'll get a car seat, delivered to you. We'll get the things that you need to raise this baby, but we'll also be next to you while you're doing it. Because those are the things that really predict, you know, how stressed a mom will be when she's pregnant, her mental state can really also be affected by, you know, the lack of relationship, the lack of a network. And even having, I think you've probably all explored this idea that having one really positive connection with somebody can reduce the amount of prenatal stress considerably.
Absolutely.
That is just... Those places, prepared right. companions, can make such a big difference.
We are out of time, but I do want to ask. I want you to get in one point here. Who can volunteer? Is there an age limit? Is it, age of majority and then on up? And if you're still around, you can still volunteer?
So that's thank you for asking. The answer is that anyone can volunteer. And by that, I mean you could volunteer if you're an adult over 18. You can volunteer if you are under 18. If you're an older teen, you're able to volunteer on your own. I think it's the age of 16 and up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are a child, you can volunteer. We've had plenty of kids that come with their parents I was at Our Lady of Guadalupe Maternity Center in Lakewood. That's a prepares program. And I met a mom who was volunteering there from the parish, and she had her little baby strapped up to her chest. She was helping other moms shop. You know, there's really no limit to this ministry in
wow.
terms of, you know, the age. It is. And we have plenty of folks who are at the other end of life who are firmly engaged, who maybe are the greeters at the baby closet, and welcome those moms and families with a sweet smile and an encouragement. Anyone can volunteer for prepares. There's always a space for somebody.
We are out of time. Aliyah, mm-hmm. I want to thank you so much for being here. If they want to know about prepares, they can Google it.
They can Google prepares. I would say the easiest way to do it is just put in your browser preparesforlife.org. You will find it very easily that way. And I can share a phone number also here for Western Washington. You can reach us at 206-737-9264.
Fantastic. We have been speaking with Aliyah Petulant, the director of Prepares in the Archdiocese of Seattle. We pray for many blessings on your work and many volunteers and many parishes involved.
Yes.
I want to thank you so much for being here.
Yes. Oh, you're welcome. And thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to share about a ministry that impacts so many and that I'm so grateful to be a part of. Thank you both so much.
You're quite welcome. Yeah. This is Life Talk Northwest. I'm Dan Kennedy.
And I'm Katie Welch. God bless you all.
Thank you to Western Washington Coalition for Life for sponsoring today's broadcast of Life Talk Northwest. Born from prayer and a promise in 2018, the WWCFL's mission is to provide encouragement and support through resources, education, and information focused on embracing the beauty and sanctity of all human life. Engage with WWCFL at wwcfl.org or on Facebook at Western Washington Coalition for Life. Thank you, WWCFL, for supporting Life Talk Northwest.